from KQED. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mina Kim. Coming up on Forum, the recreational Dungeness crab season is officially on hold. High levels of a dangerous toxin in the crabs have prompted state officials to postpone crab fishing off the Bay Area coast. We talk about what this means for crabbers, restaurants, and perhaps your dinner table. Then at 9:30, a racist and violent message posted to a library computer at Berkeley High School prompted thousands of students to walk out of class yesterday. We talk with school officials and students about what it will take to heal from the incident, the third racist incident at Berkeley High in the last year. That's all next on Forum. Join us after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, welcome to Forum. I'm Mina Kim. Recreational Dungeness crab season was supposed to start tomorrow, but concern over high levels of a neurotoxin in the crabs that's harmful to humans led California's Fish and Game Commission yesterday to take the unusual step of delaying the start of the catch. Now the state's Fish and Wildlife Department appears poised to take a similar step for the commercial crab fishery, which could have major consequences on the $60 million industry. Joining us to talk about the impacts and the prospects for enjoying fresh local crab this holiday season are Craig Schumann, Marine Regional Manager at the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Welcome to the program, Craig Schumann.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're also joined by Jim Anderson. He's a commercial fisherman in Half Moon Bay and on the Dungeness Crab Task Force. Welcome, Jim Anderson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Craig Schumann, I'm going to start with you. I want to ask you the question that I'm sure is on Jim Anderson's mind and many others. When will you issue a decision on commercial crabbing? I mean, will it be postponed as well?
Yes, we are working on the emergency regulatory package, and we expect to have something out the first part of next week.
So when you say yes, it will definitely be postponed?
Yes.
And when you say postpone, for how long?
Well, that is the $64 million question, and it's really going to be dependent on water conditions and the levels of domoic acid in the crabs.
I read that toxin levels ranged as high as 190 parts per million. How rare is that? How bad is that?
Those are pretty high levels. So the bloom we saw this year off the West Coast was somewhat unprecedented.
The algae bloom?
The algae bloom. And so, you know, these are extremely high levels. It's typical to see high levels during the summer months. They often abate by the time crab season starts. This year, we're seeing a slower abatement of those levels.
There's been some talk that it's because of warmer temperatures, ocean temperatures from El Nino.
There could be a link to that.
What about the drought?
I don't think there's much link to drought, but one never knows.
And when you say that it's pretty high levels, it's pretty bad, what does, it's called domoic acid, correct? What does it do to humans?
So according to California Department of Public Health, domoic acid is a neurotoxin, and at low levels it can cause general unpleasantness, nausea, diarrhea, dizziness. At higher levels it can be far more consequential, can cause persistent short-term memory loss, seizures, and in some cases can be fatal.
Yeah, I actually grew up off the northeast coast of Canada in Newfoundland, and Prince Edward Island was one of those places in 87 where there were deaths from folks, I think, eating mussels with the neurotoxin.
Yep.
And Jim Anderson, I want to ask you, how are you reacting to this news?
Well, we all agree that we don't want to go fishing on something that is a product, inferior product. And it's hard, since we didn't have much of a salmon season this year, it's hard for a lot of the guys not to start on time. But we're all willing to sit and wait, and hopefully the water will change, and hopefully the crab will flush, and we'll be able to go harvest.
Yeah, I was reading that some fishermen rely on crab season for half their income or more. This must be a huge blow.
For me, it's like 70% of my income.
Yeah, what a blow to you. I mean, what does that pencil out to in dollars?
Well, like I say, I just hope that the ocean conditions change, you know, quickly, and the crabs will be able to flush out and we'll be able to go harvest.
We're talking with Jim Anderson, a commercial fisherman in Half Moon Bay, and he's on the Dungeness Crab Task Force. And also Craig Schumann, Marine Regional Manager for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. I'd like to invite calls now since this is a half-hour segment. So give us a call with your questions and tell us if this affects you, or maybe even if celebrating the holidays with cracked crab has been a ritual for your family. We're at 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. Or email us at forum@kqed.org, or post your comments on our Facebook page or on our website, kqed.org/forum. Jim Anderson, what are the other industries that are affected besides fishermen like you when a crab season gets delayed like this?
The fishermen, you know, we all participate in doing business with gear stores and haul-out facilities and right down to paying our slip fees, you know. So it affects everybody around us when we're not able to harvest and we're not able to have an income.
And I also read that campsites will be affected, too, in part because this has become a big thing recreationally and commercially as well for folks to get together.
True. Our parking lot in Pillar Point Harbor is full of campers right now. They were waiting to start the opening of crab season. They come in with their RVs and they set up shop and they've got their coolers and their cook stoves and they have a large get-togethers, and it's quite a family event nowadays to get together for the opening of season.
And Craig Schumann, Jim Anderson mentioned that he's hoping that the temperatures will go down. So that means that the algae bloom would die off, and then is that looking likely based on what you're seeing with regard to if El Nino is in fact contributing to this? And at what point would the crabs be considered safe?
So the first part of the question, the oceanographic piece, is, you know, that's going to be dependent upon Mother Nature. And, you know, this has been a very strange year. I don't think we've seen conditions like this in quite some time, if ever, and you know, Jim would be probably better equipped to speak to that than I am. But typically this time of year, we get storms out of the Pacific Northwest, and that brings a lot of wind with it, and that is associated with upwelling, and that brings cooler water up, and you know, generally flushes the system out pretty well. If it was able to, you know, move that bloom offshore or kill the bloom, and then the crabs do have an ability to eliminate those toxins from their bodies over time.
It just sort of works its way out of them.
Exactly.
Through.
They metabolize it.
So the CDPH, the California Department of Public Health, did issue that health warning earlier this week not to eat Dungeness and rock crab. Seafood bought in stores now, though, we've had this question, is it safe to eat? Health officials say it's regularly tested.
So that would be a question for the health agencies.
I see. Because there was some talk of how it affects mussels, clams, anchovies, sardines as well, right?
Yes.
And Jim Anderson, it sounds like you and other folks are hoping that this delay will be short-lived. How would a six-month delay be, say, in terms of affecting you guys? Would you be able to make up, you know, that kind of a delay?
That kind of a delay would be very difficult. I don't think too many guys, or there's a group of guys that have been fishing that don't have that much stored reserves where they could sit around for 6 months. And then if we sat around for 6 months, it would be harvesting the crab quite a bit later in the year. We would lose the Thanksgiving. We'd lose the Christmas, New Year's market. So as far as selling and value of the product and stuff, it'd be quite different of you know, where we would sell them and those kind of things. So it would be quite a problem on the fisheries if we had to wait 6 months.
And Craig Schumann, I bring up the six-month number because I read in some reports that the recreational delay could be that long, though I read in others that it's indefinite. Can you tell us which it is? Do you know?
Yeah, so the six-month number, that's the length, that's the term for emergency regulations adopted under the Emergency Provisions of the Administrative Procedures Act. So that's where that number came from. It was discussed on the Fishing Game Commission emergency call yesterday. But we're certainly hoping it won't go near that long, and so we're coordinating quite closely with the California Department of Public Health and the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment and the fishing community to develop a sampling plan, get some boats in the water, get the crabs, continue sampling through the labs, and monitor the situation so we can get the all clear as soon as we can and get people back out on the water.
I read in one article a person from your department saying that they're not that there is a possibility that the whole season could be canceled altogether. Is that an outside chance still?
Well, certainly anything is possible, but I would give it a slim chance at this point.
Well, let's go to some calls. We've got a lot of folks who've got questions for you. Ellen in Oakland. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. My question is this harmful to crabs or just to humans, this neurotoxin?
Craig Schumann?
Good question. We don't really know. It doesn't appear to be affecting crabs at the levels that are harmful to humans or to other marine mammals. It does bioaccumulate in the food chain. There have been reports of some finfish acting strangely and die-offs that have been associated with high levels of these toxins, but I don't know if it's been officially pinpointed.
And it continues up the food chain, right, to sea lions, seabirds.
Exactly. So we do know it does affect sea lion, marine mammals, birds, and humans, but we haven't seen any mortality events in crabs.
Hmm. Has it been bad at all or worse than in previous years for sea mammals?
There have been a number of years where we do see harmful algal blooms and that we get this poisoning into marine mammals. I don't know if it's been better or worse than in recent years. As I said, this has been a particularly nasty bloom, and really it's the persistence of it that's been unique.
Well, Ellen, thanks for the call. Let's go to more calls. Let's go to Ide in Let's go to Gene in San Francisco.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Gene.
Morning. Hey, I'm a recreational crabber, and there's a lot of us, too. We're also quite bummed that the season is delayed, but, of course, we understand why. I was wondering if you could comment on if the season is delayed, if the recreational fishers, crabbers, are still going to get a 2 or 3 week head start on commercial, regardless of when it starts, because we often experience once the commercial starts, it's pretty much over for us. We really appreciate that couple weeks buffer zone between us.
Gene, good question. Thanks. Craig Schumann?
Yeah, so currently there's a 1 week delay between the start of the recreational season and the start of the commercial season in the southern portion of the range, and we are working to try to preserve that structure in the emergency rules. So we've got that flexibility when we get the all clear. There's a lot of history in the Dungeness crab fishery, both between the recreational and commercial sectors and within the commercial sector, and I'd say a lot of blood, sweat, and tears over the opening structure because most of the crab are caught in the first couple of weeks. So we're doing everything we can to try to preserve that existing structure so no one gets an unfair advantage based on this situation.
Well, Gene, thanks for the call. Let's now go to Edie in Pacifica. Hi, Edie.
Hi. I'm wondering if, since this is a public health problem or issue, is there any government funding that's going to help these fishermen?
Huh. Jim Anderson, have you gotten government help in the past?
We have. When we had some salmon disaster, we were able to get some funding in the past for that.
Craig Schumann, do you know the answer to Edie's question?
I think it'll depend on how long the fishery remains closed. At this point, we hope that won't be necessary.
So you mean the longer it goes, the more likely that there will be government help?
The more likely we could apply for federal disaster assistance.
I see. Edie, thanks for the call. A listener writes, I'm a private chef here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I do get lots of customers this time of year who want me to design a menu around Dungeness crab. I've got 3 such menus currently, and hopefully these customers won't cancel the dinners, but allow me to do the menu with a different featured protein. That brings up the question of how restaurants will feel this. Jim Anderson, do you want to comment on that? They were expecting deliveries, I imagine, from commercial folks like you, later this month.
Sure. We've already heard that restaurants are having problems with that. They're having to cancel crab cioppinos or functions because those are all pre-ordered right at the beginning of the season. And so everybody is concerned about it, and some of the parties and stuff that people had planned have already been canceled by the fish buyer, which can't get the crab. So whether we can make those kind of things up in the future, that'll be difficult, but it's truly going to be difficult on everybody's business.
And then in terms of consumers, could the cost of Dungeness crab go up when all is said and done? And if so, by how much potentially, Jim Anderson?
We truly don't know about that. Cost seems to be relative more to availability or amount of crab in the ocean. But if we have a delay, it kind of depends on the delay. Like I said earlier, if we end up losing a Thanksgiving market, then we could probably get started for Christmas and New Year's would be fine. But if we delay past Christmas and New Year's, then our holiday season is gone. And so a lot of those functions and restaurant parties and stuff, we will lose all that. So it's tough to make that up after the new year.
Dungeness crab populations, they cycle through abundant years and less abundant years. Do you know what the predictions were for this year, what this year was looking like?
We're really kind of looking forward to this year. There seemed to be some crab in the state. We were kind of happy what was going on. We regulate the crab season on the three S's, size, sex, and season. And we've been able the last few years to see a really good sustainable resource, and we've had reasonably good seasons. We're quite surprised and quite happy with the amount of new members in the crab fisheries, and so we've been really happy with what's going on. We seem to have thought that there was some crab in the state and in Oregon, so we were pretty happy and looking forward to the season.
Mm. Well, let's go to Netta in San Jose. Hi, Netta.
Hi. I was wondering, since the crabs metabolize the neurotoxin, wouldn't it be possible to catch them and then hold them somewhere until they metabolize it?
Hmm. Craig Schumann?
That's certainly possible. I think the scale at which that would have to be done would make it financially unfeasible. And then it's you know, where do you hold them? How long do you have to hold them for? What are you feeding them during that time period? So potentially you could bring them into a clean area and put them there, but I think the length of time they'd need to be there would make it economically unfeasible.
You know, industries that rely on crab, like restaurants, for example, and other retailers, they've imported crab from other states, though we're reading about the situation in Washington and Oregon. Will that be feasible? Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening north of us, Craig Schumann? I'm sure you're in touch with those folks, too.
Yeah, we are coordinating quite closely with our counterparts in Oregon and Washington, and we typically do so this time of year for the regular opening of the Dungeness crab season. It's unclear what they're going to do. I think they're waiting on their test results. But, you know, we are working closely with them, and a lot of it is both to ensure fairness among the different fishing fleets from the different states, and then also making sure that there's a, you know, safe, healthy supply of crab for consumers.
Well, let's go to more calls. Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you? It's my understanding that about 60% of California's water drains through the bay, and I was wondering if the algal blooms, while a part of maybe a more overall kind of climactic event, are maybe affected by Central Valley agriculture and perhaps some of the fertilizers that are being used, or if these two things are happening in concert?
Hmm. Fertilizer playing a role, Craig Schumann?
It's certainly possible. The toxic bloom event that we've seen this year, you know, has extended all the way up into the Gulf of Alaska. So it's much on a much larger scale than one could be attributed to runoff from one source. There certainly have been some links drawn between nutrient enrichment and algal blooms, but direct causality has not been determined.
Well, let me bring in another caller, David in Marin. Hi, David.
Hi there. First an observation and then a question. We host a annual crab feed as a fundraiser for our school, and we rely on going out of Bodega and actually catching the crab ourselves and serving them. We've had to source Alaskan Dungeness this year for our crab feed next Saturday. But Also a question, what would be the impact on the crab population if, say, we skipped a year of harvesting crab? What would the population look like? How would it change?
Craig Schumann?
Good question. There would certainly be more crab in the water. You know, what that means for the long-term population, and would there be more to catch next year, to be determined.
So, David, can I ask you, if you've had to source crab from Alaska, I mean, what's that meant? Has it been a significant financial hit?
Well, we would have paid to go out on the boats in Bodega to get it, so a little reallocation of that money going from going crabbing to actually purchasing the crab wholesale.
Oh, I see. Well, best of luck with your fundraiser, and thanks for the call. Let's go to Sean in Palo Alto. Hi, Sean.
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, I found some crabs in Asian markets. They're selling Dungeness crabs right now, and my mom was able to get one just last weekend. Do you know where those crabs are coming from? And if so, do they have neurotoxins potentially?
Jim Anderson, can you speak to that? Or
I was told those crab came from Washington. They brought a few of those crabs down the last few days, and they ended up in those markets. The crab that's coming down from an inland fisheries up there seem to be clean. There's portions of Washington that have better results than we have. So they shipped them down here, and I heard they went into a receiver down here, and they were gone the next day. So there's quite a demand.
Yeah. Jim Anderson, you said you rely on crab season for 70% of your income, and I'm wondering, have you been in a situation like this or seen these types of conditions in the past?
Domoic acid closed a part of the northern coast back in 1991, but it was only for like a month. And so, but we've been testing every year, and so we've known that it's been in the crab. It's just, like Craig was saying, this is just that really unusual year that it's caused the problems that it's caused.
And can I ask you if you have any plans to make up the loss?
How?
Yeah. Oh.
As of right now, we're hoping for the best, and as it draws on, and like you said earlier, as we look towards a 6-month closure or something, there's a lot of talk of the guys around on the docks that are looking to try to go get a job or something, but first they're going to get ready for crab season, because that was what we were intending to do, and so we're all trying to be ready, and then at that point we'll see what happens.
And Craig Schumann, before I let you go, any lessons you're taking from this particular situation?
I think being prepared, interagency coordination is important, and I really want to recognize the Dungeness crab fleet, both commercial and recreational. They've been great to work with. Everyone's been very understanding of the situation and the importance of protecting human health and safety. And so what could have been a very difficult, drawn-out fight isn't that way. And so, you know, it's already a difficult situation. And thanks to the responsibility of the fishermen, it's making it much easier for us.
Well, we'll be watching for your department's notice. Craig Schumann, Marine Regional Manager for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, thank you. And Jim Anderson, commercial fisherman in Half Moon Bay, thanks for joining us. I'm Mina Kim. This is Forum.